It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, October 17th, 2019. Today's the birthday of Pope John Paul I, who was born Albino Luciani in the Veneto region of northern Italy in 1912. Head of the Catholic Church and sovereign of Vatican City from August 26, 1978, until his death just 33 days later. He was the first pope to have been born in the 20th century. His reign is among the shortest in papal history, resulting in the most recent year of three popes, the first since 1605. John Paul I remains the most recent Italian-born pope, the last in a succession that started with Clement VII in 1523. He was declared a servant of God by his successor, John Paul II, on November 23, 2003, the first step on the long road to sainthood. Pope Francis confirmed his heroic virtue on November 8, 2017, and named him as venerable. Before the papal conclave that elected him, he expressed his desire not to be chosen, telling those close to him that he would decline the papacy if elected. But upon hearing the cardinal's decision, he felt an obligation to accept. He was the first pontiff to have a double name, choosing John Paul in honor of his two immediate predecessors, John XXIII and Paul VI. He explained that he was indebted to both for naming him a bishop and a cardinal, respectively. Furthermore, he was the first pope to add the regnal number 1, designating himself as the first. His two immediate successors, John Paul II and Benedict XVI, later recalled the warm qualities of the late pontiff in several addresses. In Italy, he is remembered as Il Papa di Sorriso, the smiling pope, and Il Sorriso di Dio, the smile of God. Time magazine and other publications referred to him as the September Pope. He's also known in Italy as Papa Luciani. In his hometown of Carnale d'Agordo, there is a museum built in his honor. He was the son of Giovanni Luciani, a bricklayer, and Bartola Tancon. He was baptized on the day he was born by the midwife because he was considered to be in danger of dying. He was a restless child. In 1922, at age 10, he was awestruck when a Capuchin friar came to his village to preach. From that moment on, he decided he wanted to become a priest and went to his father to ask for permission. Giovanni agreed and said to him, "I hope that when you do become a priest, you will be on the side of the workers, for Christ himself would have been on their side." 56 years later, after distinguished service as a priest, a bishop, and a cardinal, he became the Vicar of Christ on earth. On September 29, 1978, a mere 33 days into his papacy, John Paul I was found dead in his bed with reading material and a bedside lamp still lit. He had probably suffered a heart attack the night before. This simple, rational explanation was not enough to prevent conspiracy theories insisting that he was murdered. His funeral was held in St. Peter's Square 5 days later, celebrated by Cardinal Carlo Confalonieri, who described him as a flashing comet who briefly lit up the church and then was suddenly gone. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 17th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.